Ora paira, Tafa is joining us from Glasgow, or Glasgow as it's pronounced. Okay, laddie. Kia ora, and thanks so much for checking in from good old Scotland. Ora paira, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, te o tēnā papau.
Yeah, it's quite a cool place. I've been watching the images. You know, we got all got a soft spot for Scotland. Got any Scottish blood in you there, ora paira?
Yeah, I do, actually. My tipuna come from the Stuart bloodline and the Macleans. So, yeah, I got some bit of Scottish in me.
Yeah, me too. Great. How are you finding it? It's coming across lovely on the TV. Ora paira, you're there and utilising our reo Māori too through the Te Reo Māori ki Karahiko glossary. And wonderful. So your first impressions, I'm assuming it's your first time in Glasgow, eho?
It is, actually. Well, we won't go there with the weather. It's meant to be summer here, but it's a bit like Auckland weather at the moment. But no, it's been great. The athletes have been great. You know, the Team Manaaki, which is the foundation of our whare, Upau Tangata, is great. The athletes are ready to rock and roll, and I'm just here at the moment, just about to watch the Silver Ferns, our netball team, take on Jamaica.
Yeah, and that'll be quite a game. You know, in previous efforts, I remember back to Amster Reedy and Derek Lardelli and Flags and Ponamu Stones. You know, this is for Olympic mahi as well, Rapaida. But there was a wonderful buy-in to Whakaaro Māori from the athletes. And at a time in politics where we were seeing these cultural dimensions dismissed somewhat, you know, that might not be the case with elite athletes who actually welcome any sort of tautoko. I know that we're trying to make them feel more comfortable with Māori concepts and to be proud to be from a country where our people are and have and will influence the way that we carry ourselves. So that brings us to the reo me ona tikanga. How is it interwoven into this Commonwealth Games team, and what's been the reaction, do you think, by the athletes to having its presence?
Yeah, they also, when athletes arrive, we welcome them with a bit of a whakapau or a small pōhiri. There's myself and Tina Black here at the moment, who we've got on as cultural support, just to welcome them with our reo and tikanga here to Glasgow, to each of the villages. And then we give them they receive the haka of Pau Tangata, which is performed to them by staff or with athletes as well. And then we give them the right of reply. And actually, we've had two athletes who have replied in Te Reo Māori, which is Courtney McGregor, who is competing in her final right now for gymnastics, and also Brianna, who arrived yesterday, who's competing in the athletics for track. So, you know, they're wanting it. They're wanting Te Reo Māori, they're wanting Tikanga Māori incorporated into their sports, and they're loving being surrounded by Te Reo Māori or Te Ahurea Māori. And then speaking to some of the cyclists as well who arrive here on the 29th, they say that's one of the paths they look forward to, is actually the haka and the pōhiri or whakapau, more than the competition itself. So, you know, it's saying something when these elite athletes are wanting Te Reo Māori or wanting tikanga Māori, you know, more than the actual sport itself.
Yeah, well, it's something, you know, they're far from home, but just this acknowledgement, like a whakatau, mihi whakatau, it's quick, but it's meaningful, and it's our way. And so while they might be 12,000 miles away, we know that, you know, they can feel a piece of home. I remember a strange situation, Rapaida, when it was in one of the Olympics, where everyone was taught the haka, but, you know, a lot of Pākehā athletes were unsure when to use it, and they kept sort of looking across as, should we do it now? And, you know, I think it might have been Amster or our boxers with them that time as a sort of cultural attaché. I said, you know, let your heart guide your haka, you know, and if it feels you want to lay it out, then lay it out. You know, there's no right time and wrong time. And so there were haka going on all over the place, which is just an example of when you have more understanding of how to incorporate these Māori taonga into the way you carry yourself in an Olympic or Commonwealth Games environment, sort of given license to do so. You have been there, involved as a researcher and a translator and one of the leaders behind this project, Te Reo Māori Ki Karahiko, the 2026 glossary. Has there been interest by the athletes to why this has been developed and to how it relates to them?
Yeah, actually, no, there has been. A lot of the we've printed some copies that were brought over here to Glasgow, which is situated at each of the village. So we've got three different accommodation hotels where the athletes are staying, and they've got the glossary there for them to go through and read. And it's quite cool, like, going around to each of these hotels and then just sitting with them, teaching them a bit of kupu, or just going over some of the kupu and even other kupu that associate to their sport, or just in general. You know, we had the gymnasts yesterday, sitting with them, talking about it. And then funny you talk about the haka, because we were at the swimming the other day where Lewis Clearbert and Erica Fairweather were swimming in their final and they medaled. And then, you know, the swimmers were like, we want to do potanga te haka, should we do it now? And I was like, if you want to do it, then do it, you know. It's your haka, that's what Tā Derek Lardelli wrote it for and composed it for, is for you, athletes. So if you feel the desire to perform it, perform it. So yeah, the interest in Te Reo Māori and Tikanga Māori is far beyond, you know, expectation, my own expectation.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity for you to be at a Commonwealth Games, a somewhat compressed Commonwealth Games, but the intensity of competition is still undoubted. It's wonderful images being beamed back home, and thanks for all the mahi that you've been doing to, embed Māori concepts, kaupapa, tikanga, into the way we roll as a sporting team. You're a translator. Have you translated Haggis?
I haven't translated it.
Oh, no.
But I was...
What springs to mind?
Maybe I said like puku puaka or something. Well, I was trying to tell, I was like, it gives me brawn.
Brawn is...
That's what I think.
That's coming pretty close, I reckon, too. And yeah. How cool. Now, just a couple of updates, mate, because obviously we're watching through the night, but we've got the Ferns. They're lining up in a moment, obviously a big win over Scotland. But Jamaica, at times can be very challenging. I saw the reference to Aussie knocking over Tonga, but Tonga scored 30 goals or 30 points, didn't they, against the Australians, although they scored 90. But even so, good to see Tonga in the mix and hopefully a growing force in netball. What are we to expect from the Silver Ferns who'll be hitting court soon?
Yeah, well, sitting with them today, they had a bit of a relaxing day. They have confidence. They know the challenge that they're facing tonight. Obviously, Jamaica winning silver in Birmingham and the Silver Ferns winning bronze. They know what they need to do, but they believe in themselves. That's the good thing. But then other than netball, we've still got Courtney McGregor, who's competing in her final tonight. Shannon McElroy, who's competing in his lawn bowls against South Africa. He went down in the first set. But yeah, we've got a few Māori competing tonight over to the pool. There's a few there. Yeah, so looking forward to all the sport that's coming our way.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Rapaira, you would know more than we do back home about who is Māori and not. I mean, you look at a name like Shannon McElroy, you wouldn't know that Shannon was Māori, although I've subsequently discovered he's from Ngāti Porou. Could you name drop a few that you're aware of that have whakapapa Māori so that we can keep our eye on them? It's not trying to isolate ourselves, just to be proud of our peeps who are hitting the world stage.
Yeah, no, totally. There's a few. So 33% of our team is Māori, who whakapapa Māori, but then those who don't whakapapa Māori, they're the ones who are most keen, you know. Yesterday we welcomed a few Māori from the athletics team, so Brianna is one, Zoe Hobbs is another, who is competing in the 100 metre. Obviously the Ferns or the netball team, we've got Kelly Drury in there, Kimi Orapoi, Mila Riulibukannon. Those are the three Māori, and then obviously the coach and Kaurangi Nolin. And then over to the cycling, we've got Elise Andrews, who's a gold medalist from Paris and Birmingham, who is arriving on the 29th and trying to defend her title. She whakapapa su Ngai Tahu. There's two that are in there. And then obviously over in the pool, we've got our two who have already medalled, which is Erica Fairweather from Ngai Tahu and also Lewis Kleber, who is from Waikato. Those are the ones that are on the top of my mind. Connor was a boxer who competed today from Taupō. He is also Māori. And then the boys from 3x3, we've got Te Tuhi o Te Rangi, Lewis, who is going good at the moment for in 3x3 basketball. Who else is there? There's a few. Those are the ones there to look out for, I think.
Hey, it's been really cool having a kōrero with you, Lopaita. Thanks very much. It's wonderful to know that our Māori ways are still strong and solid in Glasgow to support our New Zealand Commonwealth Games team. Look forward to another kōrero down the track. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us this morning and back home, and this evening, I guess, in Glasgow. Mihana kia koe te rangatira. Thanks so much for joining us, Rapaita.
Ngā mihi te o.
Nā koe. Thank you.